And you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. And we're talking about creative arts. And I think Worship Factory website, which is worshipfactory.net for network. Go to worshipfactory.net and you can see what we're doing, see what God's called us to do, and get involved. You can actually sign up, and it's a social networking, almost like a Facebook for Christian artists. Rod, why don't you tell me a little bit about how we got started? Maybe I'll ask you.
Well, we kind of joined hearts talking about worship and the direction of creativity in the church today, and kind of realized that there's a lot of things that are missing and aren't being taken care of in the church when it comes to creative people, creative types, ministries in the creative arts, and that there was a growing need within the body of Christ for somebody to help bring that together and some vehicle to bring that together. So that's where the vision came out about Worship Factory, that we wanted to see some way that we could get people to connect with each other, churches could connect and share resources, and through that, find a way to be able to see creativity and what God intended in the creative person to be realized.
Absolutely. How many times have you been sitting in the pews or sitting out there and just feeling lost or lonely or isolated as an artist? You don't know where you're going or where you've been or where your next gig is, or perhaps you're just worried about your next dollar that may come into you or not to be able to support your family, you know, and sometimes you feel like, oh, what do I do about, you know, how do I network and how do I communicate with somebody else that may be dealing with the same issues, or how do I become a better guitar player? A lot of things we'll address on the website on again, worshipfactory.net is exactly that, what we're doing in order to be able to connect each other as Christian artists.
Yeah, how do I get started? I'm here, I've learned how to play guitar. How do I get to a worship team? How do I become an actress? How do we move forward with what God's called me to do? So those are the kinds of things that we want to touch on, and we certainly invite you as a listener to get a hold of us and let us have some of your ideas, things that you want to talk about related to the creative arts and the church today and what's happening, especially in the worship community. That's our focus and emphasis. So our website's going to be at worshipfactory.net.
Absolutely.
And you're listening to KKLA 99.5, the intersection
of faith and reason. Hey, again, one thing we're also, I remember growing up, is the difficulty sometimes, too, is, you know, as an artist, you know, sometimes we deal with things at home, and sometimes we deal with things in the public eye, or sometimes at schools. And, you know, as artists, sometimes we often feel, you know, very inwardly isolated, where that we don't even know how to communicate with someone else. And we often, are we good enough? Are we too good? You know, when you're too good, then all of a sudden someone looks at you at saying, oh, well, that's that one. You know, in this case, as far as that goes, somebody that's in studio with us is Monique Donnelly, who is one of those people in my mind is too good. Probably she doesn't even know how good she is sometimes, I think, one of the best singers, without a doubt, to me, in the planet. I mean, her background and her resume and everything else speaks for itself. And she's one of those artists that also came to Worship Factory and is a part of what we're doing. And we just feel so blessed with her talent, expertise, and her heart specifically.
So, Monique.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, I just think that this Worship Factory is absolutely needed because there are Christians called to this ministry of being, you know, in LA and being the salt and the light. And I definitely see it as a mission field. And we are constantly confronted with gray issues. And I have had to turn down work in the past because it was kind of black and white. I have been confronted with issues where I, you know, was called for a job and didn't know what the work would be. And, you know, as each job comes, it is just so vital that you are listening to the Holy Spirit and hearing God's voice as to how to respond. You know, do I take this job? What do I say? Do I say something for the next time? And so anyway, I just think Worship Factory is so needed for those Christians who are trying to be the salt and light in this industry. And I'm just so thankful for you guys letting me be a part of today and this project. And
we feel so blessed. We feel so blessed with you, too. I tell you, the first time I met Monique was on stage once, and I was doing some background vocals. And she literally, at Real Life Church, which is where all of us happen to go to church, and hopefully you're in church somewhere. Those listeners are out there. If you're not, get involved and get tied in somewhere. Definitely helpful. Get involved in a life group. We would also suggest that, someplace where you're involved on a regular basis. but literally everybody at the church, and we're a several thousand member church up in Valencia, California. And Monique was leading a performance during Christmas break, and was just one of those things where everybody in the building was literally, their mouth was wide open. They were dropped. Everybody said, my goodness. She had it so twisted around as far as everything. She had her drums and percussion, and one thing was going one way, and then she had her vocals going another way, and she hit notes that nobody else could even figure out how she got there.
I'm blushing. You can't see that on the radio. Stop.
Oh, such a true heart and soul, too, and it's just been just such a wonderful time and experience. And I think, you know, with Worship Factory, it's, again, you're at worshipfactory.net, and you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 radio. I am Kempton Bryan. This is Rod Schreckengaus, my partner. But we'd like for you to get online, and actually social networking has got to be such a major emphasis in today's society, Rod. I mean, it's almost necessary today. I mean, with the Facebooks and the MySpace and the Twitters and, you know, everything like that. Now, all of a sudden, you have Worship Factory, where you can go as Christian artist, and you can get online, and you can talk and communicate. You can ask questions of one another. And literally, you know that, too, is hopefully it's a safe space to where you can go, and you know that you can get online, and you're not going to hear all this stuff, or you're hopefully not going to get a bunch of pictures that you don't want to be getting. Or, you know, our major focus here is it's Worship Factory is a good, clean fund for Christian artists.
Yeah, and the social networking aspect is really important. We want to be able to get people to connect. The example that we like to use, if I'm on a worship group and we're playing in St. Louis and my bass player's sick, where do I find a bass player? Wouldn't it be great to have a resource? We can go online, we can plug in, we can say, I need a bass player. Local churches that can be able to share those resources, guitar players, drummers, actors, all kinds of creative arts. So the social networking aspect will be a way of connecting and then resourcing so that we can close some of those gaps, and it's not all just limited just to the local church. So I think that's important.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I think also what we'll offer online is many courses that you can actually get online to be able to go in the training process of that as well, whether it's a guitar lessons or whether it's something if you want to take what you're doing with the Grow program, which is just absolutely phenomenal as far as the mentoring, which is a huge thing of Worship Factory. We believe that, you know, so much that I don't care how big you are, how good you get or whatever, if it's a mentor, then you can mentor someone that's a very beginner, or you can mentor somebody or help to mentor somebody that's looking to get their album done, or literally getting into the studio and producing their next single, or getting a video done of themselves. And then what our hopes are with Worship Factory is actually getting the artist then to mentor themselves down, pass it on. It's one of those things where it's, you know, so we call it pray it forward or whatever you want to do, but it's mentoring the mentor, where actually as a mentor you can hand down to somebody else, then they become a mentor. Because it's so needed, especially in the Christian faith, because, you know, you're in church, you go to church, you go to your service, you leave your service, and then all of a sudden, you know, where are you until you meet your life group? I mean, that's basically it. Get connected. Go to worshipfactory.net. You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan. This is Rod Schreckengaus, my partner. But anyway, Rod, that's sort of my thoughts about it.
Yeah. I just want to touch quickly on the GROW program. GROW stands for Generate Real Overt Worship. And it was something that's been on my heart for a while. Kempton and I agree we need to have a way of seeing people mentored into becoming worshipers. If you wanted to be on a worship team, how in the world would you do that? You've got to get good enough and then audition. That's the only way to do it. So this is bridging the gap, teaching people the elements of worship and how to grow in worship. So that's something we hope catches fire in churches across our valley and around our area.
You know, we're also looking, Rod, last night God put on my heart when you were talking about the bridge. It was like breaking down the mountains. I saw a visual of a mountain being destroyed and yet a bridge being built across the mountain. Because often we put up a barricade and we put up these barricades between ourselves, whether it's a church or whether it's a denomination, whether it's a structure of some kind. And yet we don't ever see the other church because, oh, he's a Baptist or, oh, he's a Presbyterian or, oh, he's Pentecostal. Better not get near him as far as that because he's going to be praying in tongues. I mean, it's like, you know, it's whatever you believe. Our hearts with Worship Factory, break down those walls, break down those mountains, build the bridge and say, look, we're all Christians. We're going God's coming back for the body of Christ.
Right.
That doesn't mean you, me only. It means the body. And his body is not a church. It's not the steeple. It's the people in it.
Well, I may be in front, but we're all going together. Okay?
I don't know about that.
I'll follow you then. How about that?
I'll wave to you as I'm going by.
I'll follow you. Monique will definitely be there. That's for sure.
I don't know about that.
Say, we've got several things going on with Worship Factory, and we just want to try to keep you informed through this show, what's going on, and hopefully you'll get involved with some of these things. One of the things we're doing on Tuesday nights is we have a meeting we call Recharge, which is just a time for creative people to get together and pray for each other and encourage each other, have some worship together. And it's become a very important part of a lot of our lives to get together and support each other. And that's a key time. If you're interested in that, contact us through the website at worshipfactory.net, and we'll be certainly happy to pull you in on that.
Yeah, there's another thing that Monique actually introduced us to. We can talk about it at some point, too. There's a wonderful group, and hopefully we can get him on sometime, a Pastor Jeff Perry, that will be getting into Third Tuesday, which is something he does like Recharge, which is pretty amazing. But again, going back to Monique, you know, I definitely want to get into Monique's background, a little bit more story of her story. But Monique Donnelly is in studio with us again today, as I want to remind you. And it's amazing. Her credentials go without saying. She has been with, played with Josh Groban, Andrea Bocelli. I mean, you can go across. She's been on many, many TV shows, voices for a lot of different characters. I mean, it's just amazing. We'll get into her background and her history and sort of where God's led her through in our next segment. And you're listening to Worship Factory with Kimpton Bryan and Rod Schreckengast. Please enjoy Joy Comes with Monique Donnelly on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is worshipfactory.net.